Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
Yeah, I think we if you look at Paul, I think how he overcame who he was who Jesus is. Just being free, and I think you read through his life and you watch him actually articulate where he was and then what Jesus did for him, and then he consistently told a story, and I think that's what gets us beyond the barriers. And I do see this a lot. I think a lot of our churches are calling for evangelism and discipleship, which we all would wave that banner as high as we can get it up in the air so people can see it. But those guys are not going to respond because of their past, because of the wounds, because of those things. And having godly men speak into that and help them get God's perspective and viewpoint, they're able to climb up out of that and be one of your best, you know, best soul winners. I think I heard it said one time, one of your greatest evangelists could be the last one you won to Christ. And he just comes alive, lit on fire, and he's able to share his story and communicate that and then live in that and move beyond where he was at.
Yeah.
Well, often too, it was Paul that said, if I've apprehended one thing, it's letting go of the things which are behind me and pressing forward to the things which are before me, the high calling of God. So, that's a great point.
Yeah. And I try to tell the wives of those men, because sometimes here's what, and this is why I like what you're doing, Nathan, is, well, I'm not the table leader of my table. I got guys who haven't been all in, but they are now, you know, that haven't been raised in church, but they have their family in church. And so you do get that unique perspective, because I wasn't the prodigal son. I had a false sense of conversion. I'd counted on my church attendance and religion to save me. I didn't really come to saving true faith until later in my high school years, but I didn't have that, you know, just wide open type sin type stuff. And so there's a lot of things that my guys at my table relate to men, especially their past, that I can't relate to. But what I find when men openly confess is that sometimes their wives don't trust their manhood journey yet. And sometimes you'll hear men say, their wives say, "Oh, I knew you would never change. And, oh, you're just the same old guy." And it takes a while to build that back up, I think. But I try to tell the wives for those husbands, let's rejoice in the steps and not in the fall. And it's kind of like when you teach your kid to walk.
Praise God.
And they start walking for the first time, and everybody videotapes that. And their first or two steps, you're clapping and celebrating. But they fall on their face, which they will, right? You don't stand over them and condemn them. So I can't believe you don't learn how to walk. You celebrate the steps, not the fall. And I just tell guys, keep walking forward, keep moving forward. Every day you're being made more and more into the image of Christ. That's what the sanctification process is about. So, yeah, there's lots of barriers there, I'm sure, that we haven't touched on, but I think we did hit on some of the important ones at least.
Amen. Just moving right along here, I want to just bring in some things you guys have learned over the years that you've seen to be effective in men's ministry and discipleship. And, you know, I want to just mention this too. It's more than just, I think some words kind of get confusing. I think we probably just define it as, you know, what are you doing to help a man come alive in his relationship with God? How are you helping him build a biblical worldview in regard to family and the church that impacts the kingdom? And so what are some key principles or unique approaches you found to be particularly effective in discipling men? I would say reaching and leading men is the way we put it.
Well, I have a couple that come to mind. The first is I learned this or heard this years ago, and I've tried to live by it. People don't care how much you know. Do they know how much you care? Especially men. Secondly, when ministering to men, what we found at Outreach, and I think every pastor's got to figure out his own, you know, DNA and surroundings. But here, we have focused on quality over quantity, not necessarily just giving men busy work. I have a couple of companies I help manage outside of here, and we manage employees and stuff. And one of the things they hate doing is, if we ain't got a lot for them to do, you know, go sweep the shop, you know, just something. But they find no purpose in that. If they're not framing, if they're not, you know, pouring concrete, if they're not doing something that matters in their mind, at the end of the day, they're working for a paycheck. But I think that translates to the church. To Brother Mike's point about, you know, we have a a big emphasis on children's ministry, big emphasis. And ladies are a huge part of that. I just had my wife led a retreat of 40 in Orange Beach. And they just got back this weekend and they had a great time. But when we launched this focus on men and started men's group through Keith's leadership model, how Real Momentum stepped in and helped us, we had more compliments from women of like, I don't know what y'all are doing in that hour and a half on Sunday afternoons, but my husband is different. He's changed. Mm-hmm. He's reading his Bible. He's praying over our meals. He's, you know, helping with the kids. He's tithing. I mean, you know, that's a big deal. And, you know, so, having quality when you do events, sessions, whatever it is, do things the right way, do them with excellence, budget well, spend the money. That's what I would tell any pastor. One of the principles we've done here, we've adopted men's ministry as a big part of our budget and making sure that, you know, they know we care when they show up and everything. Man, I was always impressed with the Johnny Hunt men's conferences because this is where I learned all this stuff. I mean, you know, you show up, your food's ready, you got a schedule, you know, it's done with excellence. And so that tells me, hey, they care about me. And, you know, this is quality. So, I look at that and, as two things. So, just caring about guys and them knowing you care about them, that'll give you influence in their life. And then, you know, have, as far as a corporate setting, having quality over quantity.
Praise God. Speak into that, Mike.
I would say, and you talked about this at length before, Keith, and I've heard you in person talk about that. When you talk about what are some approaches to effectively disciple men and start a men's ministry, is that reaching men are hard and it's messy. And it's not altogether as glorious as a children's event or as a youth ministry. It's tough. And I think that's why a lot of churches don't ever start it, because it's hard. What'd you say, Keith, like 10 years to build an effective men's ministry, something like that?
Yeah. I mean, I see that. And I've seen it in our ministry. I see that in other ministries. And I think the starts and the stops kills us. I think the, you know, over time consistency, it's like you're investing in your 401k. You don't want to take the money out when the stock market's down. So that's what happens. Men, I mean, leaders pull out of men's ministry because the men aren't responding. Well, men stay after it. They're going to respond. Yep. They may be in a season they can't. So,
yeah. And that's my point, is that no church of any worth or value would say, you know what, we're not reaching a lot of children or youth, so let's just kill that program. But we do that often with men. We're not really investing in it. And maybe we can speak to this later. It may not even be a question on how do you get your church to see the need for it and to budget for men's ministry if you get so much investment out of that. But I think if I can encourage anybody, one of these principles of starting something is just start something, just start doing something. And for us, that is morphed into being in a room with just 15, 12 guys to being at table groups with 60 guys. And I think this I'm one guy and yet I preach it from the pulpit. I pub men's ministry. I talk about how much of an investment it is. I'm all in. If I could, I tell my church all the time, and sadly, I mean, some may not like it, but I said, if I can do two things as a pastor and only, you said pick two things and that's what we want you to do. I would preach and teach Sunday morning from the pulpit, and I would do men's ministry. And obviously I do more stuff and there's a lot more important things, but I think these table groups have really launched our men's ministry to be effective, because it takes men to reach men. And a lot of times a pastor and a staff are trying to do it all themselves, but you start pouring in other men. And I mean, that's what Jesus did, right? We always talk about this model and method has been model before, is Jesus reached a few men who reached a few men who reached a few men who reached a few men, and it's a multiplication process. And so one of the principles we use in answering that question is just getting these table groups going and letting men reach men. And that far goes beyond what one single pastor can do. But you're right, Nathan, it starts with a passion that the pastor, the leader has. And I'll tell any pastors that's listening, if it's not important to you, it's not going to be important to your church.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, if it's not, if it's not a priority for you, you can't expect your church to take it on either. You got to lead in all areas, evangelism, missions, but also men's ministry.
Amen. Well, you guys are adding a lot of content that I think some men can actually pray through and consider as they maybe look at their men's ministry and men's discipleship, whatever you call it. A lot of times we hear, do a lot of work with a lot of different churches, a lot of different pastors, and they have a D group, you know, have a D group strategy. And oftentimes like to ask the question, what about that F group? And I mean, family. And I think biblically the scripture teaches, you know, if you're not able to manage your own house, how can you lead in the church? And I think that principle could be taken across. So loving your wife, leading your wife is very important to becoming the man God wants to use. And also shepherding your children is also very important to the man God wants to use. And then I think God opens the door as you learn how to shepherd your own family and disciple your own family. You know, you can speak with confidence and clarity, you know, what to do and what not to do, and into somebody else's life that has probably that same call on their life, be a husband and father, or maybe one day they will be.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.